doing it the hard way.
Antarctica
is the cold place on Earth. It is even during the summer months. The temperatures there hardly ever get above 30 degrees below zero. So who would want to cross this frozen land on skis? This woman from different countries wants to try it. Let's discover what made them to do and learn that it is take to make such a journey. For many years, Wolf and Bancroft and Leif Andrist and had dreamed for crossing Antarctica. That is a distance of 2,400 miles. Anne Bancroft is a teacher from Minnesota, and she says that her love of adventure began when she was 10. She gives credit to her mother for planting the seed. My mom found adventure book for me to read, which has female activity involved in the story. Leif Andrist is a teacher from Norway. She also has a great love of adventure. She liked and climbing and skied in different countries. It was only a matter of time before these two women met. Once that had, they began making plans to carry out their dream of crossing Antarctica. They decided to fly from South Africa on November 1, 2000 to Greenmouth Land on the edge of the Antarctica. From there, they would have sailed across the continent on the skis, pulling sled with their supplies. They both had sailed to use to pull themselves along. Antarctica is very windy. And Liv counted on using the wind to help them. They hope to reach the Ross ice shelf on the other side of Antarctica. In February there, a ship would meet them. The ship would carry them home. Foul weather kept them from flying to Greenmouth Land until November 13. Then Anne and Liv wasted no time strapping on their skis. They set off for the South Pole, pulling their sled. The pole was 1,500 miles away. The first part of the trip was bare ice and overstretched stretch of deep snow. They had to watch out for chasms in the ice. The chasms would swallow them without warning. They were able to average no more than 1 mile an hour. Anne and Liv climbed to over 10,000 feet above the sea level. At that point, they had reached the plateau that surrounded the South Pole. Traveling there became easier. They were able to rig their sail. The wind in their sails pulled them along on a smooth ice at 25 miles an hour. Once a gust of wind lifted Anne clear off the ice, she found herself sailing through the air a short time. Each night they set up their tent, then it was time for their evening meal. For breakfast, they often had oatmeal and dried fruit. They also ate fatty food to give them energy. Anne and Liv had telephone of the latest design. This allowed them to stay in touch with the outside world. They gave daily reports on their website. The phones enabled millions of school children from all over the world to follow their adventure. When Anna and Liv reached the South Pole, they took a hot shower and changed to fresh clothes. They counted their journey. They began schedule to pick up food and supply. The woman knew they were running could not go behind schedule. They were too many days without wind. If they could not use their sail, they would not reach the ship on time. On February 12th, they arrived at Ross Ice Shelf. They had crossed Antarctica. The ship, however, was still 500 miles farther on. It had to leave by February 22. After that, it will be trapped by the ice in the Antarctic weather. On February 14, Anna and Liv had 100 of miles to go. There was still very little wind. The woman made a difficult decision. They asked to be picked up by an apron disguise. The plane was standing by to help them. It carried them to the ship. They felt sadness not completing the entire journey, but mixed with that was
relief
that their ordeal was over.